Here's a collection of telephone sounds of the 1970s, culled from the many, many tapes that I have. And this is just a small sampling, but it does give an overall good picture of what the old network sounded like. While not all of these selections include the dialing portion of the call, many of the ones that do were recorded from a rotary dial phone, and it's good to know what the rotary dial sounds like on a phone tape, otherwise you may not recognize what you're hearing. Typically, the rotary dialing sounds like this. That is what comes out on the tape, instead of the mechanical noise. That's a Bell System phone. That's the GTE phone, but those are the sounds you don't usually hear on the phone tapes. Some of the phones we used had dials that we had literally speeded up by modifying the spring mechanism. That caused the normal clicks of dialing to make more of a razzing sound, like this. From a payphone, the dialing sound is a softer sound because we're recording off the earpiece using a pickup coil. Some home phone tapes were made this way as well. And in this case, the clicking of the dial is muted by the phone itself. So each dialed digit sounds like the background noise getting softer, then a series of soft clicks, and then the background noise coming back to normal volume. So for example, when the noise on the line is this, and I dial a rotary digit, you could hear how the noise got quieter, and then there was a string of clicks and it came back. I'll do it again. Rotary dialing sounds like that on most tapes recorded off the earpiece. Sometimes the equipment in the central office responds immediately at the end of a rotary dial digit by making a click, tone, or both, like this. Anyway, this network was a playground for me and the other phone freaks. In fact, we used to spend as much time on this network as some people now spend on the internet. Just to give you an idea of how organic and gritty the old network was, I'll use an extreme example. Here's what it sounded like to use the phone in a rural community served by the Bell System. This example is Rockmart, Georgia. The loud buzz when the operator answers is the dial tone sound, but in this case it's being used to tell the operator that I'm calling from a coin phone. Now when she pulls her cord out, you hear a burst of the famous 2600 Hz tone, since this is a circuit that operates that way, and then the trunk goes back to ringing.
Bye-bye.
Next is a call within this same rural community to a number that rings double. The double ring was originally designed for multi-party phone lines. By the 1970s, party lines were relatively rare, but double rings were pretty common. They were left over from the days when they were needed for four-party lines or more. Another raucous ringtone was found in New York City in the 1970s, though by then it was quite rare. Ben and I believe that the earliest automatic exchanges in New York, that is, exchanges where the phones had dials on them, rang like this in the 1920s and 30s. This next example is from Atlanta, and it's the sound of calling a business with 50 phone lines at a time when all those lines are busy. After the last digit of the number is dialed, you can hear a purring noise, which is the sound of a special connector switch searching over all 50 lines, only at the end to find out there's nothing to do but give the caller a busy signal. Dial tone on that call is a typical Bell System City dial tone, which is also on this example from New York. The switching equipment, however, is very different.
Time will be 3:05. Exactly. At the tone, standard time will be 3:05:10. At the tone, standard time will be 3:05:20. At the tone, standard time will be...
That is the old time lady named Mary Moore. She was apparently a telephone operator for Southern Bell. She predates the famous time lady named Jane Barbie, who we will be hearing from later on. The next example has another common Bell System dial tone, this time from Fairfield, Connecticut. The call ends up on an intercept tone, which... At the time I was hearing it in the 70s, I couldn't help but wonder, does anybody really know what this means? This tone was used extensively in certain places, but not others. New Jersey had a lot of it, while New York City didn't have any. Another point about this upcoming call is, if you listen to the noise in between the digits I dial, and I dial 3 digits pretty slowly, the background noise changes every time I dial a digit, and that has to do with the type of switching equipment that this is, a type of equipment called step-by-step, and you can actually tell that something is happening after I dial each digit. There is a definite change. In Western Texas, Southwestern Bell had a breathy voice that they used to use on all their recordings for a while. This recording was made from the Amarillo bus station by Ben. He stopped there on a trip back from California one day in 1975, and at that time, long-distance dialing of any sort from payphones was still not permitted. You just had to pick up the phone and dial 0. So here's what happened when he dialed 1 from a downtown Amarillo payphone.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and the operator will answer. This is a recording.
Multi-frequency tones were used in the old network extensively, but you didn't always hear them. This is one of several examples where you do, on this call going through from Brooklyn to Manhattan. The multi-frequency tones are followed by revertive pulsing, another inter-office signaling method, and the call ends up on a phone company test line, which rings and then effectively picks up and hangs up the phone repeatedly to test equipment. One thing that made the old network interesting was trunk noise, the background sounds on the common circuits for handling phone calls from one place to another. That last call featured a very good example of wire trunk noise. This sound has nothing to do with the call that we are on. It actually is leaking from adjacent circuits which are oscillating while they are idle. It's a byproduct of the way the plain wire cable pair trunks worked, which had repeaters which tended to go into oscillation while the circuits were not in use. And so this sound has no technical function whatsoever. It comes from adjacent trunks that aren't even being used right now. But it sure gave trunks like this a unique sound. Now this next call goes over a trunk that also has a background squeal. This one. That's 2600 Hertz, and it does have a technical function on the call we're about to make. This particular call is the sound of calling into a northern city like New York from a suburb to a number that is disconnected. It also features Mark Brunet's favorite sound, panel revertive pulsing, which we also heard on the last example.
The number you have reached is not in service. In area code 212, please check the number and dial again. The number you have reached is not in service. In area code 212.
What follows is a crystal clear recording of a long distance call. It features multi-frequency pulsing again, and these tones, by the way, of course, are different from the touch tone phone tones. It's a different set of frequencies. The call ends up on a phone company test line that again effectively picks up and hangs up the phone to test circuits. One sound that's predominant in this upcoming call is... This is the tone that was used for dial tone and busy signal, and the test line has it, and then it also is put on by another piece of equipment which I won't describe here, called a tone applier. In any event, notice the ballsy dynamics on this call. I mean, the old network had some heavy bass and some pretty good dynamic range. It's the sort of thing you would want to listen to on a good stereo system. Yes, I'm serious. What follows is a very common bell system ringtone, usually associated with suburban areas, but also found in small towns and sometimes in the middle of large cities. The call ends up on a classic New York telephone intercept recording, which was all over New York State, thanks to New York Tel sending master tapes to every central office. Here's a call made from a payphone in the Bronx, served out of the Grand Concourse Central Office Building. This particular central office had an abnormality in its power supply that caused a very loud whining noise to seep into just about everything. You can especially hear it while the number is being dialed. This is followed by one way that dial pulsing can sound, and this is the same protocol that is used in the rotary dialing of an old-fashioned phone. Except here, one switch in the network is using dial pulsing to communicate to another. Finally, it ends up on a busy signal, most often associated with rural areas, but also used for certain private telephone systems, in this case, that of Chemical Bank in Lower Manhattan. you could hear the interrupter getting stuck there. And that busy signal could be talked through, that is, if two people called it at once, they could hear each other. It was used as a deliberate conference various times from 1972 through 1986, probably the longest-running potential conference I knew about in the old network.
Next, another crisp, clear, long-distance call, this time to a Bell System rural double ring. This is the other typical Bell System rural ring. It's not quite as raucous as the first one we heard. There's also audible dial pulsing, although in this example it sounds different than the last one. Another Bell System ring, similar to that last one but softer, was installed during the late 40s and early 50s in suburban areas. Here's an example of it, and I only have the single ring version of it on tape. This type of ringing machine made such a soft, gentle sound that the Bell System had to retire it in the early 80s just for that reason, because they were using high-tech equipment to listen to phone calls to make sure they were going through, and this ring sound just wasn't being picked up right. Here's the not-so-soft busy signal that that same ringing machine produces. One more Bell System busy signal deserves mention before we go on. The best description of this one I ever heard came from a 10-year-old girl named Joanna, who said, "It sounds like an Englishman saying burp over and over." With that, we've now touched upon the main types of Bell System rings heard in the United States, although of course there were individual variations that created a larger variety than what we've heard so far. But here's one more example of the one we called City Ring. In this case, what's ringing is an operator whose job is to tell customers who have misdialed to hang up and try again. The static between rings is a City Ring specialty and had to do with a mercury switch being used to make and break the circuit as the ring went off and on during the normal cadence.
Don, I'm incorrectly hang up and try again.
Now, just to be fair, let's include some rings from GTE, the second largest phone company in the United States, aka the largest independent at the time these recordings were made. This next clip includes dialing the whole number, and you'll notice that in between the digits I'm dialing, you hear these dial pulses in the background, which is fairly typical of what you'd hear in GTE areas. This comes from a device called the 102 Director System that was dialing while you were dialing. That's the same pitch as the Bell System City Ring, but not a very good imitation. Here's another common general telephone ring. Then there's this one. Next, we have one of the sillier independent rural rings, followed by a Jane Barbie intercept recording.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. 404-654.
There was quite a variety of independent rings, and I won't cover them all here, but one more. This call was made from an old-fashioned three-slot payphone in Monroe, North Carolina. Though there's a new dial tone here, that's the only thing new about this telephone equipment. You can hear the sound of dimes going into the phone here. Each dime makes a double ding of an actual mechanical bell in the phone itself.
Service, may I have the number you're reporting?
By the 1970s, the independent local phone companies were fully interconnected into AT&T's national long-distance network. But competitive long-distance service was in its infancy and was not fully interconnected. In fact, the only way AT&T's long-distance competitors could connect was through regular local phone lines, which put them at a very definite technical disadvantage. Here's what it was like to use the Sprint network in the 1970s. First, you had to pick up your phone and dial a local access number, wait for a special dial tone, then dial your access code and the number you wanted to call. When the call went through, it went out on another regular local telephone line at the distant end. The first incarnation of the Sprint and MCI long-distance networks included switches made by the Dan Ray Company, which used an ancient technology for intercept announcements involving recorded loops of sound on photographic film. This technology predates the magnetic drum recordings that were more popular for piecing together announcements in the 70s, and of course is well in advance of anything digital.
Your call cannot be completed. You have dialed an unauthorized location.
When you called Canada to an area served by the Bell Company there, there was another ring which was very common. Here's a long-distance call over AT&T's regular network coming into Montreal, which features this ring.
I am sorry, there is no service for the number you have dialed. Je regrette, mais il n'y a pas de service au numéro que vous avez composé. I am sorry, there is no service for the number you have dialed.
Quel numéro, what number?
Occasionally this ring would turn up in unexpected places. Kingston, Jamaica, for example. What follows was reached by picking up a payphone in Greenville, North Carolina, and dialing 175-121. I won't explain here why this worked, but you could directly call Kingston, Jamaica's main incoming operator, and if you paid 20 cents, you could actually talk to her.
didn't work.
Here's another call to Kingston from a Greenville payphone that's not supposed to be able to dial long distance at all, by the way.
Did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording from Kingston. I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording from Kingston.
This is a typical sound of a long-haul call. You can hear the background noise getting louder when a call like this goes through, as follows. Each increase in the background noise indicates another link being added to the chain. And then the crosstalk. Sounds very much like something on shortwave radio, where an adjacent channel, 5 kHz away, is splattering onto what you're trying to listen to. This is a very similar phenomenon because even though some of these trunks went over cables, each talk channel had its own frequency and they would splatter from one to another in that same way, although I think they were less than 5 kHz apart. Speaking of the Caribbean, here's a call to San Juan, which goes through some unusual equipment, producing some odd clicks and buzzes that I have no idea what is. I don't think anybody knows what it is. And also ends up on a rather unusual recording, the English part of which is done by Jane Barbie again, the time lady. Except this time, she's telling the subscriber, who might be calling to his own number from another phone, you'd better call the phone company.
Un anuncio grabado. Usted ha obtenido un número que ha sido temporariamente desconectado. Si usted es el abonado, favor de llamar a su representante de servicio.
This is a recorded announcement. The number you have reached has been temporarily disconnected. If you are the subscriber, please call your service representative.
That call also included the best independent imitation of the Bell System City Ring that any of us have ever heard. We think it's made by ITT, and it does sound very much like the high-pitched variety of the Bell System City Ring. Here's the Bell Ring, followed by the San Juan Ring. Pretty good. But enough imitations, let's get a real, genuine British ring from this side of the Atlantic. Calling the Bahamas in the 70s, you could very much hear the influence of the British Empire by the normal double ring, very common in a place like London. The recorded announcement here, however, is very North American, and is done by Jane Barbie, using an unusual announcing style.
I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up and check the number and dial again or ask information operator for assistance. This is a recording.
I never really did much international stuff, and neither did Ben. Oh, by the way, when I say international, I mean outside the US and Canada. Now, lest you think that I'm one of these stupid Americans that think Canada is just like the US, well, in the 1970s, there was just one long-distance network that so interconnected the two countries that it really was one big happy family, not like today. But as I was saying, we never did much that was international. But there are a few recordings here and there. Here's one from Germany and one from Australia.
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer. Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
This is a recording. Your call has been unsuccessful. Please check the number and dial again. If not successful, call your service difficulties.
The one exception to my general non-participation with countries outside the North American numbering plan was a series of calls I made to France very late in my telephone interest in 1981. I realized that France had a unique network featuring a system made by ITT which was so slow to set up the call that they had to put on a special tone to pacify the customer to let him know something was happening.
In France, after you've dialed and your call is going through the French network, you'll hear this tone.
Knowing this was going, I made a bunch of calls to France to rings, busies, and intercepts. Here are a couple of examples. The main switching center in Amsterdam had a very accommodating recording. It uses the exact text of the Bell system in the English part, except it says, "Ask our operator for assistance." So sit back and enjoy the main incoming Dutch intercept recording, circa 1971. Well, that's it for this segment, but there's a bunch of really cool stuff coming in the next one having to do with environmental sounds. The network of the 1970s was known for its crosstalk. You would hear activity from other phone calls in the background, sometimes quite audibly, like this. That was an extreme example from the 80s, actually, but you get the idea. The old network was a wonderful place because even when you were sitting on a trunk alone, you never really were. There'll be more of that sort of thing in the next segment.